In this episode of Noche de Tango, we will explore the life of one of the world's most famous tango violinists, Fernando Suarez Paz, who passed away in September of 2020. My name is Charles Olivier, your host, and welcome to Noche de Tango. In our first tanda tonight, we will listen to the violinist Fernando Suarez Paz. Like many violinists from around the world, Paz began at the early age of 5, when his father gifted him a violin on his birthday. After many years of study, Paz would go to join radio and TV orchestras in Buenos Aires, as well as symphonic orchestras. Though playing in many different European classical music settings, tango was a major part of his life, with performances with many of the great tango orchestras while he was young, like Horacio Salgan, Miguel Calo, Pedro Ladens, and Anibal Troilo, just to name a few. His big break came when he joined forces with Astor Piazzolla and his quintet. This quintet would go to record over 18 albums and perform all over the world. In this tanda, we will hear one of those performances with the pieces Adios Nonino and Milonga de Angel, both performed during the 1984 Jazz Festival in Montreal.
Thank you. Thank you.
For our second tondo, we will continue to focus on the career of Fernando Suarez Paz. After the death of Piazzolla, Paz would go on to continue the musical tradition that Piazzolla fostered. One of the fruits of this new style was the album Fuga y Misterio, recorded in 1998 with the guitarist Oder Osada. Now let's hear the pieces Historia do Tango, Bordel 1900, Café 1930, and Nightclub 1960. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next Hondo will highlight another album by the late violinist Fernando Suarez Paz, who passed away in September of 2020. This album, Live in Brussels, recorded in 2004, highlights the later style of Paz, which focused on a more soloistic, improvisatory sound. Let's listen to the pieces Milonga per Tre, El Día de Mi Quieres, Ausencias, and Rosa, all from his 2004 album, Live in Brussels.
Thank you.
For our final tondo, we will hear Fernando Suarez Paz on one of his last albums, Encuentro Tanguero, recorded in 2008. This album is a duo album with pianist Osvaldo Requena. They have played together in some form or fashion throughout each other's lives. This album was performed in the historic Teatro Colón, Buenos Aires' biggest and most historic theater, and this would mark the last time he would perform there. The pieces from the album that we will be listening to tonight are Melodia de Arrabal and La Comparsita.
Thank you.
As the music comes to an end and we return from our feet to our seat, I would like to say thank you for listening and exploring the rich history and culture of tango. For all of us here at Noche de Tango, we would like to thank our amazing producer, Rachel Boyd, for her work on making Noche de Tango what it is. And as we say every week, buenas noches y viva tango.